Today marks 50 years since the death of Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. Moscow's Museum of Contemporary History is holding the first exhibit dedicated to his reign, called Stalin, Man and Symbol. It juxtaposes the spellbinding hold that Stalin exerted over the Soviet Union with his methods of mass terror and the many millions killed under his rule. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports that the exhibit is attracting many older people nostalgic for the Stalinist past.
Museum curator Irina Morozova points to a document never before seen in public. It's Stalin's 1937 decree creating the infamous Troikas. These three-member squads of security police disposed of those considered the most dangerous enemies of the state, so-called Category 1 enemies.
Category 1 enemies were ordered to be shot. This document shows how the executions were to be carried out. Three people decided whether a person would live or die.
Nearby, 69-year-old Grigory Ananyev looks at a photo of a haggard group of men toiling in a labor camp. During Stalin's reign, Ananyev's uncle ran a Moscow bread factory. When a rusty nail mysteriously ended up in a batch of dough, he was sent to Siberia for 10 years.
When my uncle was released, he told me how the camp wardens used to beat him with metal rods dropped in newspapers.
But Ananyev harbors no bitterness.
My uncle served 10 years, but I am still a Stalinist. Without an iron hand, without a strong leader, there is chaos.
For Ananyev, the real enemy is Mikhail Gorbachev. Ananyev berates a member of the museum staff, saying the three small halls housing the exhibit are not enough space to show the history of a great man like Stalin. Aside from the eerie documentation of Stalin's crimes, there are godlike poster images of the Man of Steel, the Stalin cultivated by Soviet propaganda. And there are the rows of gifts he received. One is a pen and inkwell set ornately encrusted with tiny beads. A woman with no arms was so moved by her love of Stalin that she crafted the gift with her feet and sent it to the dictator for his 70th birthday.
Иосиф Виссарионович Сталин.
In a corner, a dozen mainly elderly people stand mesmerized as they watch footage of Stalin's funeral procession on a TV screen. As she whispers to a friend, one woman's eyes well up with tears. If a leader died today, there would never be such sincere mourning. Look at how the people grieved. The entire nation mourned, the woman says. Many here, like 58-year-old Leonid Ivanovich, have a more complex view.
It's not a matter of being for or against Stalin, but I'm for what was accomplished under his rule. The country was great and strong. We have to look at the epoch in which Stalin lived. It was a time of Hitler, of Franco, of Mussolini. It was a time of struggle. Things couldn't have been any different.
But such talk dismays 62-year-old geologist Igor Leonidovich. Stalin was a criminal. How can anyone say he built the country when so much blood was spilled, he asks. But Igor Leonidovich is in a minority at this exhibit and among Russians at large. In a new nationwide survey, 53% of respondents said Stalin did more good for the country than bad. Only a third saw Stalin's legacy as mostly negative. The pollster who conducted the survey said it showed the longing many Russians have for the days under Stalin, a time of repression, but also a time when their country was mighty and feared. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.